great, but there's a lot of new people here. Some don't know who they are. You've all got a good sign-in list. Just take a, our goal is to get out of here by 7:30. I know Ryan Petty from the city's going to have to go touch her, so Ryan, we'll get you up early. I'd like people to stand up and say who they are, but sometimes so you're just more than your name, why you're here, what your passion is, what you plan on doing. So take a little time to self-promote a little bit, if you would, and just not your name and what you do, and then we can. So afterwards, I've had one guy looking for another guy, and so well, that's the guy I'm looking for. So let's start back.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
My name is Dan Miller.
Speak up, Jupiter. So he must
hear
you down there.
My name is Dan Miller. I'm with the Carpenters Union and serving, and hoping to send a crew over here to build a window.
I'm Jim Merritt. I'm a local architect, and I think this is a great project. Back to you, Bill.
I'm Dan. My name is PCS Structural Solutions. I'm a structural engineer. I'm a lifelong home resident. Brian Fitzgerald, principal of TCF Architecture. Coming a number of weeks down here, be with him and the gang. I'm very passionate about that. Projects like the Wood Group that are so critical to restoring our downtown area. So excited to be here and involved with the project.
His leadership just almost. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm Pat Nagel. I started the Harmon Brewery 10 years ago today. This week today. So we're having a big anniversary party this week, so we're down there. I'm also working with the Gintz Group. My company, Sound and Shore Properties, just facilitated the acquisition for the Gintz Group for Necco. We're going to do some fun stuff there.
My name is Doug Ward. I'm with Astro Construction. I'm the division manager that involved in both low-income housing and other projects. I do project director for this, the renovation and the low-income housing piece. Excited to be here.
And I'm Ron Gennis with the Gennis Group, and we did acquire the Mecca. We own 732 Broadway. It's old bad to find another building on this street. That's a happy street.
Big
great. So have an interest in haunted house.
Eric Bjornson, I'm an attorney in here in Coke.
I'm Eric Young, and I'm with ExoWorkers3.com, and have a general passion for history preservation, downtown development, on the board of historic home, and it's here to walk.
I'm Rick Teasley, I'm with the City of Tacoma Community Economic Development Department, and we provide funding for a lot of the affordable housing development that goes on here in the city.
I'm Ryan Penny, also with the Community and Economic Development Department of the city. For me, this project is, as we looked at with the other projects around it, it's about the transformation of the city. It's about leverage for both positive growth and development, and those aspects of positive growth and development that have to do with affordable housing and setting a brand new footprint in that area as well.
I'm Sandy Burgess. I'm with the
Metro
College Development Council, and I'm very excited about the restoration of the Winthrop, but also I'm very excited to be a participant in replacing the affordable housing for the resident.
I'm Connie Brown with the Affordable Housing Consortium, and Sandy kind of stole my introduction. I'm excited about the hotel, and I'm passionate about the affordable housing piece of that.
I'm Dick Ryder, and I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteer for the Affordable Housing, and it's going to take individual commitment from everyone in this room, and we expect commitment, and we also expect resources from everyone here, including yourself, along with other people, because this really, truly is a project in which we need the individual commitment to everyone for the overall effort here. We're going to be dependent upon the press, the power of the press also, to help affordable housing. And that's going to be our focus and our passion here. So this can be a win-win-win for everyone. And I want to thank everyone for being here. Thank you.
My name is Michael Mira. I'm with the Tacoma Housing Authority. I'd like to
value of our backyard and a critical piece of the city's affordable housing portfolio, which the city cannot afford to lose. In the interest of all in finding the tens of millions of dollars that building will need for some purpose, so the kitchen building, Tim was the voice who brought all this together, and I would like to honor him for that. It is a very appealing vision of both economic development and social justice. And the Dakota Housing Authority needs to help us do it.
I'm Lou Messenger. I'm a principal of Lay Architecture, and we've been part of this project since also. And Tim, thank you for the opportunity to be here. It just really does me proud to be a part of the civic vision and civic duty coming together. It's going to be a great project.
My name is Chester Tribuco. I'm a co-developer with Tim on the overall project, the overall vision. I am extremely excited. This is right up my alley, what I love to do. And it goes beyond restoring an old hotel. We've done that once in Astoria, Oregon. We're embarking on a second one. We've closed on a second historic restoration of a hotel in Aberdeen, Washington. It's incidentally and interestingly enough, all of these are in the 1924, 1925 time frame, and all of them involved being very near, if not across the street from historic theaters that are being renovated or are renovated as a performing arts center. So the whole electricity is the same elsewhere. But this one brings a whole different challenge. I mean, the magnitude of the issues associated with the affordable housing piece present not an obstacle to me, but another challenge that I haven't attacked before, so I'm very eager to get in and do that. It doesn't make any sense to take on something that difficult and that cumbersome, that complex, if you don't intend on doing it very, very well and in a way that everybody can be proud of, and looking for not only the hotel piece, but the affordable housing piece as really kind of a beacon of pride and maybe even a model for the rest of the country. That's what the goal has to be at the end of the day. It can't just be that we restored an old building. It can't be that we found suitable housing as a replacement. It's got to be the best, and my God, how did they pull that off? When we accomplish that 2 years from now and look back, that's when I'll know that the 6 o'clock meetings are worth.
Morning, I'm Kevin Freitas. I'm a local web developer and blogger, and just general fan of Tacoma. So we keep up writing on our blogs, a few of us, and again, just kind of hoping to get people involved and spread the word about everybody's excitement about what's coming.
Thank you.
KevinFreitas.net and BeatTacoma.com.
There's a couple of them here. I don't know how we can share those. But I think they have a sign-up sheet over here. Did you guys sign in the sheet?
Yeah. My name's Bill Foster, and I'm an employee of Quick Brothers, and have been employed by them for the last 35 years. And I'm looking forward to getting involved in the project.
My name is Eric Hamburg, and I brought the camera. My friends and I thought this could make a great documentary a couple years from now. And in my other life, I'm trying to start a small black box theater just a couple blocks away, put on plays in downtown Tacoma.
Ron Richardson, I've been involved in the hotel industry for about 40 years, and the mayor had asked me if I could reach out and see if there were hotel companies that would be interested in the Winthrop. We connected with Mike Bashaw from Coast Hotels. Mike came in, I guess most of you know Coast. They own the Benson in Portland, the Paramount in Portland, the Paramount in Seattle, the Coast Gateway at the airport, and hotels in Maui and Canada all throughout the Northwest. He came in and met with Tim and Chester, and the mayor sat in on a meeting, and they're extremely interested, and it looks like we're hoping that it's a go.
Well, I'm Glenn Kirchby. I'm a Winthrop resident, and I guess I'm here to put a face on low income housing.
My name is David Allen. I'm a Winthrop resident. I'm here just to observe
moving people from the Winthrop into low-income housing.
Hi, I'm Greg Benton. I'm a partner at Billy Architecture working with the Messenger. And it's a great pleasure to be able to work with the low-income and affordable housing aspect of this project. Like one resident of
Dawn Larson, I'm a staff writer at Tacoma Weekly.
My name is Eric Zimmerman with Bradford Middleton Insurance, and we've been a part of these discussions now for the last going on over a month. We're located here in downtown Tacoma. Our roots are here in Tacoma, and we're very excited to see this prospect coming together. And I've got my partner here, Kurt Carlson, with us this morning.
Kurt Carlson, Bradford Middleton. Excited to be here. We moved downtown our offices. It'll be 4 years in January. People told us we were crazy. Customers told us we were crazy. They said, there's no private money that goes to downtown Tacoma, and we wanted to be part of changing that. And we're very excited to be part of Tim's group here and to look over here at the Winthrop Hotel and hope the documentary works out and hope there's something else. So, very excited to be part of it.
Gary, thanks for Poppy.
Yes.
All right. I'm Jeff Robinson with the Martin Luther King Housing Development Association and Sound Family Plans. I sit on the board of the Tacoma Pierce County Affordable Housing Consortium. I've been involved in economic development and housing issues in this state for about 25 years now. I think the restoration of this hotel is a laudable goal and something that's very exciting to look forward to. But in my mind, it doesn't mean very much unless we find a good solution to the relocation and permanent rehousing of the folks that are there now. Thanks.
I'm Darcy Koiker. I'm the Director of State and Local Tax Services at the accounting firm of Burns & Porter. And I'm here to help identify any tax credits and savings that may help with this project.
I'm Rick Fisher. I'm a principal of Burns & Porter.
My name is Jim Kirk. I'm a retired banker. I've been banking for about 35 years. I provided some free financial advice to Tim. In exchange for darkening trip.
Had her senior prom at the Winthrop Hotel.
Mm. Oh, good.